Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
637, this is KDK Radio. I'm Larry Richard.
I'm John Shumway. Good morning, and thanks for being with us this morning. Well, believe it or not, next week is the 4th of July.
That's impossible.
Yeah. Do they have a 4th of July in England?
Joining us at our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline from Phantom Fireworks, Jerry Bustocki, who is in Youngstown, Ohio this morning. Jerry, welcome to KDK Radio.
Hey, good morning, John. Good morning, Larry. Good to be with you guys.
You know, Jerry, after the state of Pennsylvania finally made the sale and possession and use of fireworks legal, you kind of expected there to be, no pun intended, an explosion of locations pop up all over the place where people would go and buy fireworks and use them. But really, it doesn't seem to have developed that way. How has Pennsylvania embraced legal fireworks?
Well, I think it's done in a very positive way. The key to the whole program was, in prior years, any PA resident was not permitted to even purchase any consumer fireworks that were other than the sparkling type devices. The new law, which just went into effect this past January, now allows PA residents to buy consumer fireworks, what we call the full line of consumer fireworks, without violating the law. Of course, we do always urge people that are going to come to any of our Phantom showrooms to always check with their local communities to see if there's any local issues that might create a problem for them. But the fundamentals of the whole program is that the state is now allowing the sale of all consumer fireworks. And Phantom has adjusted its building schedule to accommodate stores all over the state. We have over 10 locations throughout the state of Pennsylvania, two new ones in the Pittsburgh area, quite frankly. And if your listeners are interested, we have one in Monroeville, which is located at 4680 Old William Penn Highway. It's actually in the old Giant Eagle building. It's a superstore. And our grand opening last week in Greensburg at our Greensburg Phantom Fireworks Showroom, which was a previous Toys R Us, which is a phenomenal showroom, huge and packed full of all of the Phantom's latest products, and that's located at 135 Donahoe Road in Greensburg. So we sort of have got the eastern part of PA covered, and the folks that are on the western part of Pittsburgh area, a short trip over to Youngstown to our Boardman store, which is right off the turnpike, allows you to come over there within a 45-minute drive. And again, that store has been servicing the Pittsburgh area for many, many years.
Jerry, you talked about putting a place on McKnight Road, and you also talked about something in the West End and the South Hills, but those haven't materialized. Why not?
Well, the one thing about Phantom is if you've been to our showrooms, they are state-of-the-art. They are the safest showrooms in the world, and it's not always easy to find a location that allows you to do that in a way that we do it. So, we're always looking to find a great location that affords the public a safe opportunity to come in and buy. And I eventually would tell you that there will be stores in those areas. But you take it as it comes, and we're very happy with the two new stores that we just opened. And we're looking to open three or four more in the next year or so.
I would imagine the business is going very well, obviously.
Very well. And we're going into a great period of time for the 4th of July. The 4th this year is on a Thursday, which it will afford a lot of people, maybe a Thursday-Friday holiday. But usually a Thursday 4th, and then it's going to be leap year this year, so we'll skip to a Saturday, a Sunday, and a Monday 4th. So the next four 4th of Julys always fall on days that allow the buying public to enjoy the time off, and the 4th of July is celebrated that way. We're looking forward to a really, really great 4th this year with a Thursday 4th.
Now, in the tents that we see come up periodically for events like the 4th of July, can you get the same level of fireworks in those tents legally that you can get in a standalone store?
No, you can't. Basically, the tents are only permitted to sell the sparkling type devices. And again, this was a safety issue. Regulations in a store are very, very strict. Sprinkler systems, aisles, exit strategies. There were very few of those safety features implemented with tents. So consequently, the product line is based on the low-level type fireworks, which are basically sparkling-type devices. But you can only buy them in the full line. You can only buy a brick-and-mortar 100% fireworks store like Phantom.
Jerry, why do we love fireworks in Western Pennsylvania so much? We've got to be, as far as use, one of the capitals of the world.
Well, you know, right down the road in Newcastle was the home of the fireworks industry for display fireworks. And frankly, you know, I've been in this business going on 37 years. And, you know, it's part of our life. It's part of Americana. And the safer that the industry, the legitimate fireworks industry, is able to make the fireworks safer, it's increased the opportunity for states. And there's only one state left that doesn't allow fireworks, and that's Massachusetts. And, you know, we're working on that. But all the other states have laws that allow certain types of consumer fireworks. Pennsylvania now has a law that allows people not to break the law, but to use them with common sense. And the one thing, you know, I always enjoy being on your show is to let your listeners understand that fireworks can be enjoyed in a very, very positive way if common sense is used. You should always have a responsible adult shooting the show. And, you know, just do things that make sense, and everybody that's at your 4th of July festivities will enjoy themselves in a safe way. And we really stress that. But one thing that's come up that I really like to let your listeners know about is after the fireworks are used, it's very important that you immerse them in water, because there's always a chance that an ember might reignite, and a lot of people will just throw their fireworks in a garbage can next to a dwelling. We urge you to soak them in water, put them in a metal canister away from any dwelling overnight so that there could be no reignition. A good safety thought to keep in mind when you're celebrating the 4th.
Good point.
Jerry Bostocki, who is Phantom Fireworks. Hey, by the way, before you go, we were just talking off the air. John, you know, this is the anniversary of Michael Jackson's passing 10 years
and
ago.
And Farrah Fawcett's
passing. And Farrah Fawcett. And you were on a flight once with Farrah Fawcett, cross country.
I was very fortunate. One evening, a flight from Dallas over to L.A., and I was sitting, and Farrah Fawcett happened to be my seatmate. And I will tell your listeners, she was just a terrific person. She's a very, very fine individual. Spoke for 2 or 3 hours, and
wow,
it was very enjoyable. You know, she was just a sad circumstance. Her life took the turn that it did, but she was a great lady. I enjoyed talking with her.
That's a very cool
kind
of celebrity encounter.
Yeah, and I would imagine you tell the people that, and they go, oh, yeah, right. Sure you did.
One of those moments, but you know, it's there.
Did she sign your poster?
Never asked her. I was very cautious not to act like a fan.
I got you.
Smart man.
All right, Jerry. Well, good luck, and be safe. Thank you for coming on with us.
Always a pleasure, John. Larry, thank you, and enjoy the 4th coming up, guys. Look forward to seeing you.
Jerry Bostocki from Phantom Fireworks on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.